Coming up next, WWER presents Your Care Partners, a show dedicated to providing support and education to our community about caregiving. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Experienced professional caregivers Jill White and Marty Allman have casual conversations about care, offering advice and tips to help navigate caring for others. Jill White is a certified dementia practitioner and an Alzheimer's Association facilitator for caregiver support groups with over 30 years' experience working in long-term care. Marty Allman is certified as a master trainer for the Best Friends approach to Alzheimer's. She is a certified psychiatric nursing assistant with over 20 years' experience working in long-term care.
Welcome to WWER 88.1 FM. I'm Marty Allman.
And I'm Jill White.
And we are your care partners. Today, we have a special guest, Mary Arthur. Mary has been an advocate and community educator for the Alzheimer's Association. She's currently a board member of the Bay Center for Spiritual Development and works as an options counselor with Bay Aging. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I'm ready to get right into it. So what is an options counselor with focus in dementia? What is your
position? Yes. Yeah. So at Bay Aging, we have a variety of options counselors. So they would go out and help families assess the need, see what options are available, what resources are available in that county. And so, all of us work together to try to help those that are living in the 10 counties of the Northern Neck Middle Peninsula. I have a kind of different role, the dementia-focused options counselor. We know that 1 in 3 seniors passes away with some form of dementia. So I'm there to help families that are dealing with brain changes and dementia, Alzheimer's, and look at those options, look at care options in the home. We help people age in place as long as possible. So options counselors do a variety of things, but it really is looking at all of those options available.
Wow. That's right? An amazing service, which I had no idea that you all did all that. I really didn't. I knew that there were home health services that people could get through Bay Aging. And I knew there was transportations, but I had no idea that you all had programs out there to help families who are caregiving.
Yeah. And part of Bay Aging is Bay Health. And so you have care coordination, really diving into what care needs to be done, what education maybe the caregiver or the client needs on high blood pressure or maintaining blood pressure levels. And then you're looking at options counselors. There are so many rich resources in the 10 counties, and we're just here to spread the word. It's all free, so you can call us at 804-493-0238 to find out what's available to you. Right now, we have Market Fresh going on. So anyone over 60 and, basically over a certain income level can get $50 of vouchers for fresh vegetables and produce at our local farmers markets. So there's a variety of things that people could qualify for under the Bay Health. So options counseling, care coordination, if you need home care, homemaker services. We have the veterans program through Bay Aging. So I could keep going on and on.
Can you tell me a little bit about the veterans program or what you know about the veterans program? Because I think there are a lot of underserved veterans in our area because we're so rural and the VA is in Richmond.
Yes.
Right. Or Fredericksburg.
So Bay Aging has the veterans program and we work with the VA hospitals. Through the VA hospitals, there's a whole caregiver network that's going to support caregivers for those that are veterans. Okay. So we service the whole entire state. And with that, veterans and their caregivers can get support with local resources. They get their own care coordinators and options counselors and people to help them navigate care and age in place or look at long-term care options. So, you know, there's a variety of things under the Veteran Department, and you can call that 804-493 number to find out more.
Okay.
Mary, wow. I have a question. This is Jill. Does this have anything to do with the aid in attendance benefit, or that's completely separate?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jill, why don't you explain just quickly for our listeners? I know we talked about it on another podcast, but it's always good to keep promoting that.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I'm rusty with the details, but it's basically a aid and or attendance benefit that helps a veteran and or their spouse or caregiver either in the home or in a community living or a facility living. But there is criteria. We did have somebody in the area, Paul Israel actually was fabulous. I mean, he was constantly coming to meet with my veterans and other folks in the community to help them with the paperwork that has
and
to be
funding, involved. Right? Because basically what it does is it helps with funding for care. If someone needs to go into an assisted living or, and again, you know, they have to meet certain qualifications, but it's still a great and underutilized.
Exactly. Another resource that people are usually not aware of. Often they're not aware of. So,
So Mary, let me ask you, how do you all hear about families? They call in, or does the Department of Social Services get in touch with you all?
Yeah, there's a variety of ways that we receive referrals. A lot of times it is the client or their family members that call Bay Aging to find out about the local agency on aging and things they provide. But we also receive referrals, you know, from doctor's offices and from local, just kind of word of mouth. You know, I have people that spread my card around, and, you know, I'll get phone calls and then I direct them on what phone number to call, because, you know, just like Meals on Wheels, a lot of people know about that, and Bay Aging is behind that. And so it may be something like we start them out with Meals on Wheels and homemaker services, someone checking in. And then maybe as their needs advance, we're also providing them with those necessary next step resources.
Wow.
So, you know, we follow them throughout the continuum and support them and their family members, you know, throughout whatever they need.
And I wanted to kind of put a plug in there for a program, and I'm sure it's in Colonial Beach right now. We have an interesting aging population in Colonial Beach. Many of them live by themselves, and there's a program that just started. It was like a Facebook group for a little while, but it's called Neighbor to Neighbor. And they're volunteers who are going out to people's homes who live by themselves or need care, and kind of just visiting and keeping people from getting lonely and making sure people are safe. So I wanted to give you that name because I think, and they actually, they've done an interview on WWER before too. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
It is amazing. You know, every county, we all have different cultures, but we're all in this together, right? And so we're all on the water. We're all loving life. And so every community has band together. There are churches, there are church groups, groups that check in, that deliver food. And it just shows the heart of the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula, right?
Right.
And I know that I work with Julie Burks, who is in Colonial Beach.
Yes.
And there's some really amazing programs that she's been doing in Colonial Beach, like Making Memories Together. On July 18th, they have a virtual tour of Central and South America and Antarctica with Michael and Joan Fitzpatrick. So they're doing a virtual tour July 18th at 10 a.m. And there's another program in September. And if anyone wants to learn more about that, that's for early stage engagement for those living with brain changes. And that number is 804-366-1286.
I have a question, Mary. Given the demographics and knowing from the years and years and years that I worked there, how difficult is it to have the people available to provide all the services that are being requested or needed?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of need. We have some of the oldest counties in Virginia right here. And so we know a lot of people retire here. You see a lot of home care agencies, you know, hospice agencies, different things popping up in the area to supply, you know, that care at home that people want. And they want to age in place and live on the water or live alone and independently. And so, you know, we do see that our national average for people that are caregivers is 1 in 5 individuals saying they're caring for someone. Mm-hmm. And in the Northern Neck Middle Peninsula, in a community needs assessment done by Bay Aging, we found that it's 1 in 3, and it may be more than that. Yeah. And so, you know, with our aging population, we're trying to keep up with that demand. And that's why Bay Aging created caregiver services and dementia-focused options counseling. We have weekly emails that go out about caregiver tips, things to think about in the summer heat. And all of this, you know, was stemmed by my own family's experience with my grandmother's early onset Alzheimer's disease. We lived in Bedford, so not in the 10 counties, but we lived near Smith Mountain Lake. Mm-hmm. And there weren't a lot of resources. Nobody talked about it. Everybody kept it hush hush. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really have resources or support groups, and no one knew what to say. And so, you know, my life's mission is to support those that are going through it now and to be that resource that we didn't have.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, with Marty and I, with both our professional careers and then our volunteer services, we've always been geared towards helping the caregiver, because we know, I think statistically, a caregiver sickens and often dies before the person they're actually caring for.
Yes.
Because they do so little for themselves.
And, you know, with the Bay Center and me joining the board there, I really dived into the mental, emotional, spiritual effects of caregiving and how to combat that. What does it mean to take care of yourself? Everybody tells caregivers, they tell me in support groups, I'm so sick of people telling me to take care of myself.
Yep.
And most of us love our loved ones so much, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to give of ourselves. And so maybe, you know, it's taking 15 minutes to take a walk. Maybe it's reflecting with your favorite song. Mm-hmm. I know when I trained with Tipa Snow, we talked about moments of joy.
Yes.
And so introducing 5 to 6 moments of joy throughout their day, but also the caregiver's day, right?
Yes.
And so maybe that's a cup of coffee, your favorite song, your favorite TV show. Or just taking a ride to the water and sitting and looking out for a minute. You know, all of those things are moments of joy that we can mm-hmm. focus on and loving that person, right? You know, the most important thing is just to love them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. The rest usually falls in place.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, because there are some programs at the Bay Center that I recently learned about, and I think they're really interesting, and I think the community really needs to know that these programs are out there. One is the grief support.
Yes. Sorry. I'm excited about it all. So I joined the Bay Center Board of Directors last year when I learned that they wanted to create caregiver support, and that's funded by the Lance Foundation. And so I was really excited about that because I looked at what was already created. The grief support groups have doubled in size in the past 4 years. Participation has doubled. We've had to add a new grief support group in surrounding counties. And so it's really expanded in the last 4 years.
Wow.
So grief support, you know, is interesting that it grew so much through the pandemic. We saw a lot of people really start to dive into mental health, mental wellness, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, talk about it finally.
And we know that grief is real. Grief is real through caregiving. Mm-hmm. You may grieve the entire time that you're caregiving for your loved one. I remember my grandmother caught a pan on fire, and I cried and cried because I'd never have her homemade biscuits again. And I thought, this is so selfish. but it's part of that grief, you know?
Absolutely.
And so we have may have people that attend a caregiver support group, and they also attend the grief support group through the Bay Center. And so with that, they did a caregiver survey for Lancaster and Northumberland to figure out with the Bay Center what caregivers really needed. And what the consultant found out is there's resources throughout these counties. Bay Aging has active lifestyle centers in every county to keep your loved one engaged during the day, to beat isolation and to increase socialization. And so the Bay Center said, you know, let's really look at what caregivers need. Mm-hmm. How can we get these resources out there? And so we're going to have some classes around caregiver mental health, creating a care plan for the loved one and for the caregiver. And then also brain health seminars and classes. And then in January of 2024, we will be starting caregiver support groups with the Bay Center. And that will also have support for those that are experiencing changes. So some people are like, I want to go to a support group, but I can't leave my loved one alone. And so Bay Aging, we're starting a support group in September in Gloucester for those experiencing brain changes, dementia, Alzheimer's, and the caregivers. And then the Bay Center is starting one in Lancaster in January of 2024. And we have a lot of other community organizations like Grace Episcopal Church started a caregiver support group that's faith-based. You know, so there's so many just wonderful resources and classes coming up for caregivers.
That's so wonderful. Well, Mary, we've actually gone over our time.
Oh, okay.
Well, and we lost Jill somewhere in there. but if someone is interested in joining these programs at the Bay Center, is there a website or a phone number?
Just check out thebaycenter.org and you can find out about all the upcoming classes and all of the things available in the region around Kilmarnock, Lancaster, Northumberland, Richmond County.
Okay.
And if you want to learn anything about Bay Aging, Meals on Wheels, housing, transportation, any of those great things that we offer, call 804-493-0238.
Okay. Okay. Well, Mary, I'm sorry that, you know, we have just run out of time. We want to call you back and,
yes,
you know, and maybe talk to you some more about your training with TIPA.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe get some insight on some things people can do at home. I was going to do a little bit of, you know, the education of, you know, how to approach somebody with Alzheimer's and making eye contact and, you know, just talking a little bit about that. But you definitely have trained under the best.
Oh, heck yes. I'm so grateful, you know, just to have them and the support of TIPA's organization.
Yes.
And so inspirational, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
We should definitely talk about it. You know, we talk about just being a dementia friend, right?
Yeah.
And how to just continue to support someone and their loved one. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we will schedule another.
Yes, another please.
Podcast with you coming up.
All right. Thank you.
Mary Arthur, part two.
Yes.
Thanks, Mary, for all you do.
Thank you all so much.
And I'm going to find out if you or someone you know is caring for someone at home, please feel free to reach out to us at wwer.org, your care partners. And you can always, again, contact Bay Aging if you are in the Northern Neck area. It sounds like they have wonderful resources available to us. So thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Y'all have a great one.
Take care. Bye. Right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Just know you're not alone,
'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. If you or someone you know is caring for others, please feel free to share this podcast with them. You can listen online at wwer.org.
Please send questions, concerns, or suggestions for future topics to our email, carepartners@wwer.org.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.